are champions of the Central.
That is not the scene Cubs fans wanted to see. Disappointing start to October for the Chicago Cubs. As you know, a 3-1 loss to the Brewers means they don't have the best record in the National League. And they now must play a wild card game tomorrow against the Rockies.
What time is that game tomorrow against the Rockies? Do we know?
I think it's 1:20. Let me check. Hold on.
Are you sure about that? You know what?
Let's, maybe it's 7:05.
Let's check in with the man that just did that story on CBS2. It's our good friend Rob Johnson.
Tomorrow it's 7:05.
7:05 tomorrow night.
Yes.
Rob, how are you?
Hey, great to be with you guys. They got to let Colorado fly all the way from L.A. and get in and give them a few extra hours. So, yeah, Cubbies and Rockies tomorrow night just after 7.
There was nobody in the stands at Dodger Stadium. I couldn't believe it.
No.
Yeah, because they expect this, right? I mean, they've won 6 divisions in a row. You know, and it's L.A. sports fans. You know how L.A. sports fans are. Like, if they make it to the NLCS, they'll start showing up. World Series, sure.
Yeah, fair
but
weather.
Short of that, what else you got going on?
Nobody showed up for the Lakers last year. LeBron had the exhibition game the other night. It was sold out, standing room only.
There you go. They like their stars, baby.
Are you going to stop by Wrigley? Because during the Hawks runs, and I do mean runs with an S, on your Instagram, you would stop by in between newscasts.
Yeah, I would. You know, if they go deep enough, you know, it's sort of like, you know, the Cubs, you know, 10 years ago, we can never have imagined this. And now you sort of expect, oh, they're going to win the division, which they didn't do today. But we expect them to get into the, you know, beat the Rockies and, you know, get into the NLDS.
Right.
But now it's like, okay, NLCS, then you got my attention.
Yes.
So are we sort of spoiled a little bit? I mean, we, as Cubs fans, we couldn't have imagined this a few years back, and now it's just, the organization is just amazing.
There were so many tickets available for today's game. I saw bleacher seats at $60 a piece. I mean, everybody was trying to get rid of their tickets because a noon start, they couldn't take off work.
And also because they weren't counting on having this game. This game wasn't scheduled. It's not like you could buy this ticket, you know, a month ago. Hey, the October 1st game, there was no October 1st game. So,
we're talking with Rob Johnson from CBS2. You have a new weather person at 10 o'clock.
Well, Mary Kay Kleist has been here for like 15, 16 years in the market.
Yes.
She did weekends for a long time. And when Steve Baskerville, the great Steve Baskerville, retired in December, Mary Kay was sort of his fill-in. And she was his fill-in for months and months and months. And, I mean, the first, like, 5 months that she filled in or whatever, even before the job was officially hers, she took, like, 2 days off. I mean, you know, obviously weekends and whatever, but, like, vacation days. I mean, she really went for it. She worked her tail off. And last week they announced that she got the job permanently, which I think she totally deserves. I mean, it's a great story. I mean, as you know, I used to be a weekend anchor at Channel 7,
right.
And, you know, felt like I got to know the market and worked my way up, and now I, you know, get to be a main anchor. I think that's just a great way, you know, to do it, and Mary Kay's paid her dues, and she's ready, and she's really good, and she's got great energy, and I'm really happy for her and excited that she's officially part of it, but it's felt like she's been there, you know, for 8-9 months already, because
right.
She has, you know.
Is she a marathon runner, or does she do any type of competition? Because she is in great shape. I mean, her arms are jacked.
Yeah, I don't know that she does marathons, but I know that she is a devoted workout person and runs a lot and does that sort of thing. So she, you know, she keeps herself in really good shape.
And she's one of the nicest people.
She's a sweetheart.
So nice. And,
yes.
You know, I mean, sometimes you can run into people, and not everybody in our business has great energy. I could say that she has great energy, just like her predecessor, Steve Baskerville. Great energy. Mary Kay in a different way, you know, great, great energy. And so that's just good. It's good for the team, and it's good, you know, to have her officially part of the team. I'm really excited for her.
Well, you know, we perform every night. I mean, I know you're on TV, but you're performing. You got to have good chemistry with the people around you, or people are going to know.
Yeah, and you know, you want people, the hardest thing, I think, for people who don't do this to understand is you really feed off other people's energy. You know, you can, I can sit there and do a fine show, and did my reads and this and that and whatever, ad-lib this, but it's better if you have something to bounce off with somebody, if somebody else gives you energy.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's such an important factor. So I would say about Mary Kay, you know, she gives great energy, and she can roll with anything. I can toss to weather with her. I can say anything, right, and she's going to roll with it. So it's all good. I'm really proud of her. I'm really excited for her.
Let me ask the both of you. Darlis, I want to get your opinion on this. There are 17 people in the mayor's race right now. 17.
Yeah. I know.
How do you cover that? How do you cover all these candidates? Rob, you go first, and then Darlis, sure, you can answer.
Well, I think, you know, first of all, you know, we have Derek Blakely, our political reporter, and Ed Marshall's his producer, does they do the politics, so they can do this, cover this stuff full time. But you're right, 17 people. How many of them are serious candidates? I mean, it's up for us to let everybody know who's running. But some people are really running, and some people are kind of running. You know, I don't know if that makes sense at all. But, you know, you get some of these bigger names in the race. Not that, if you're a big name, you only have a chance to win. But there's a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life here in Chicago that are running for this job. And it really opened up the field. But, like, you know, Chuy Garcia today, who everybody thought was maybe going to make a run,
right,
said no thanks. But, you know, you got some big names. You got Preckwinkle. You got Bill Daley. Obviously, Gary McCarthy doesn't have quite the name recognition those two people do. But he has, you know, the background of police superintendent and so on and so forth. Lori Lightfoot. I mean, she's been around the block and knows Chicago, you know, very well. So,
right.
And so it's really interesting because you have a lot of establishment kind of candidates, people that you know that you've heard of, and you have these other people who you haven't heard of as much, and I'll be interested to see if they can make a dent and they can really get people, you know, sort of galvanized.
I agree with you, Rob. I said earlier tonight, it's interesting because every candidate, especially the Dailies and Preckwinkle and Lori Lightfoot, those names, and Gary McCarthy, Paul Vallis, all of these people have some sort of name recognition. People might not remember specifically, Paul Vallis was the school chief, McCarthy
right,
was superintendent, right, but they all have name recognition. So I think this is going to be a really close, you know, there's not one clear person, even Gary Chico, there's not one clear person who I'd say, this person, he or she, has a clear lead. And you have an interesting point, Pete, when you say, how do you cover all this? Tamon Bradley covers it for our side on the TV at Channel 9. But, Rob, you're seeing this too, I'm sure. Anytime something happens, there will be reaction from every mayoral candidate. Gary mm-hmm. McCarthy has reaction at 2. Lori Lightfoot's going to have a press conference at 3. Gary Chico, 3:30. So it's like, boom, boom. How do you get every single person's reaction to whatever the big news of the day is? Because they're all going to want to comment.
Right.
And you owe it to the viewers, and you owe it to the listeners, and you owe it to everybody. And sometimes it's not so easy to do it. So we try to do our best.
Yeah.
And we don't always get it right. But I can assure everybody, we always try to get it right. We're always trying to be fair to everybody, but you're right, there's so many big names that are entering this race, and it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. I mean, there's, you know, Rahm Emanuel not running again. I mean, this left a huge void, and people that maybe didn't want to go up against, you know, his fundraising juggernaut are now like, hey, I'm in. I got an angle. I got a chance.
Were you guys surprised that Rahm wasn't going to run?
I was shocked.
I was too.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was. I thought he would run. I interviewed him, you know, the day after he decided not to run, and I was sitting there trying to figure out, like, what are the real reasons you're not running? Well, of course he's not going to say.
Right.
But it was very eye-opening that he's like, hey, I've had enough. And, you know, he's been through a lot of ups and downs. He's done a lot for this city, and there's also been a lot of stories that have not been so favorable.
Isn't that the most dangerous a politician? I wouldn't say most dangerous, but isn't this when a politician gets things done or pushes the envelope because they have nothing to lose at this point?
No, I think you can. I think you don't have to worry about any recriminations. You don't have to worry about, oh, gosh, if I do X, then at the polls, Y is going to happen. And I think naturally for any politician, you can probably get a lot done. That said, knowing that you're leaving, you know, you want to leave your own legacy, per se, you're not going to get too much done because that's up for the next person, the next man or woman to do.
Right. We're talking with Rob Johnson from CBS2. Before you go, I want to play this. 60 Minutes on Sunday night, last night, had Jeff Blake and Senator Coons from Delaware, and they were talking about how they got together and they extended the investigation for another week. But Scott Pelley asked a great question, and here it is.
Senator Flake, you've announced that you're not running for re-election, and I wonder, could you have done this if you were running for re-election?
No. Not a chance.
Not a chance.
No.
Because politics has become too sharp, too partisan.
Yeah, there's no value to reaching across the aisle. There's no currency for that anymore. There's no incentive.
So they're just trying to keep their jobs.
Yeah.
So, which is terrible. It really is. So
it's sad that it's come to this. And we always say, every political cycle, we always say, this is the worst we've ever seen it. And yes. Then somehow, the next time, it seems to get worse. You know?
I think we were all fed up last week with the hearings. I don't care what side you're on. I was embarrassed for the nation that we got to this point where we're screaming at each other, Democrats and Republicans, and just all over Twitter. It was just horrible. The whole thing.
And you just brought up the other X factor that's more and more and more prominent every day, which is social media, where anybody can say whatever they want to about anybody at any time, factual or not, and people a lot of times hide behind their screens there, and so that has not increased positive discourse in this country. I think it's probably made it a little worse.
Yes.
Don't you guys think just the whole process, too, just the disrespect shown on behalf of, you know, whoever's being questioned, not listening to senators being disrespectful to different people. I just was very surprised and disheartened by the disrespect on both sides, on all sides.
I heard, I forgot what senator said, this is the worst day we've had in the Senate since the McCarthy hearings, you know, all those years ago. And I thought to myself, wow, that's a heavy statement. I'm not sure if that's correct or not, but
right.
But it was not a great day for the U.S. Senate last week.
No, not at all. But you brought up social media. One of the great things that I love about social media is you get a peek into other people's lives. And I have, you know, we text each other all the time, but I never get to see you. And it's fun to see pictures of your wife, Stacy, and your son. We both have sons exactly the same age.
Charlie and Jaden, same age.
Yeah, 13 years old. They're both in eighth grade. I can't believe it.
I know, and I can't believe how fast it's going, too, you know, and we've known each other for a long time, so these kids, you know, have been little, you know, we've had that, we're kind of going through the same parental experience all the time based on the fact that they're the same age, and the other thing about, like, Facebook is they give you those memories of what happened, you know, 7, 8 years ago.
Right.
And I'll look on it in the morning, and there'll be a picture of my kid, you know, barely being able to skate as a 5-year-old, you know, and taking video of him, and now he's playing, you know, high-level hockey, you know, as a 13-year-old,
right.
They're checking, and it's, you know, big boy hockey now, and I'm thinking, oh my God, where'd the time go? And I'm sure you feel the same way when you see an old picture, and you're like, oh my gosh, that was a blur. It's a blink.
I get choked up sometimes when I look at those pictures and think to myself, when did I grow up? What is going on, man?
I feel the same way. The answer is, Pete, you haven't grown up, so that's the good news.
You know what? Here's a serious question for you. Do you ever get choked up on TV if you're doing a serious story? Because before you answer, I had a moment. This hasn't happened to me in years. I had Gary Sinise on, I think it was 2 weeks ago on a Sunday. He was coming to town. He was taking some vets, World War II vets, and to a memorial. And he had high school kids going with him. And I started talking about my old neighbor, Marty Buscemi, who was a World War II vet that passed away 3 years ago. And I got choked up on the air.
Yeah.
And Gary's trying to comfort me, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, what has happened? I haven't done this in years. But, you know, you start talking about a guy that is an American hero, my old neighbor. But has that ever happened to you?
You know what? I've been doing it long enough now that you sort of can compartmentalize it a little bit, but you're still a human being. And I would say I have a soft spot in my heart for a lot of things. In particular, having a brother with a disability, you know, I'll see a story on the news, or we'll do a story on the news about, you know, some kid who has Down syndrome, like my brother, who,
right.
You know, they let him in the basketball game in the last, you know, minute. Oh. The other team had it, you know, all figured out, and he, you know, got to play, and he shot, and he made a basket, and, you know, that kind of, I'm a real sucker for that, because I just remember the journey with my brother.
Sure.
And I look all these years later, my brother could have never done that all those years ago, and now sometimes there's opportunities for people to do that, and people who have benevolent hearts are allowing somebody who would never get that opportunity to do it. So I would say stories like that really tug at my heartstrings, and they probably make me a little bit emotional, because it that's the good in humanity. You know, we show so much of the bad side of humanity on the news, unfortunately.
So
but
true.
when you can show the good, it's
yeah.
awesome.
Did you get choked up when you were announcing that the Cubs lost today? At the beginning of the newscast.
I don't know if it was choked up as much as it was like, oh, no. Listen, these guys haven't really our sports producer, Krista Ruck, said, you know, they've been going at it for, I mean, they had one day off, you know, after 30, but they've been going at it for almost 5-6 weeks straight.
Yes.
You know, I mean, these guys have got to be running on fumes. And just think about, you know, yesterday they win, but so does Milwaukee, and then you realize we got a one-game playoff today, and then they lose that game, so they got another wild card game tomorrow, and if they win that, hopefully they're playing later in the week, you know. And the mountain for these guys, man, and they're banged up,
yeah.
And you just know their schedule has been brutal, and I'm sure a lot of baseball teams feel that way, but I just really feel for them, because they got a good team, they got the horses to do it, but are they healthy enough, and do they have enough energy? Because, man, it's really been a test.
How many times this season have they scored 10 runs and the next game 0 or 1 run?
It's happened, amazing.
It's happened a lot.
Inconsistent, right, with the hitting?
Yep.
The hitting, it's like feast or famine. It's like, hey, man, if you scored 4 or 6 runs a game, that'd be awesome. We don't need 10 or 14, then 0, then
save
1,
some.
Then 12. You know, I'm sure
right.
I'm sure Joe Maddon wishes they could be a little bit more consistent, but he's been bemoaning that, you know, all year. But, you know, the Rockies are coming from L.A. You know, our guys get to sleep in their beds tonight.
They're going
to
be jet-lagged.
They're going to be jet lagged.
They got a
tougher road here than the Cubbies do.
Right.
And John Lester's pitching. You know, I mean, that guy's.
You want your ace.
He's a big game pitcher, man.
Lester never smiles. You notice that?
Yeah.
That dude never smiles. It's okay. Rob, it's great.
It's intense, man.
It's
the intensity.
I know, and we want him to win tomorrow. It's great to hear your voice, man.
Oh, my gosh. Great to be with you guys. Thanks for having me on. I love hearing you on the radio, as always, you know, and it was great spending a little time with you.
And we'll be watching. Rob Johnson
from
CBS. All
right. I appreciate it. Take care, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
He's just the best.
Oh,
such a nice
fantastic.
Guy.
He's great.